Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Hi, Jeanette. I have Hello. Jennifer Maya to transfer to you.
Okay, go ahead and send her over.
All right, I will. Ma'am, I'm transferring you now.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, Miss Jennifer.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Great. And we are speaking on a recorded line. I just before we get started, I want to verify that the a good callback number for you is 424-588-9304.
Yes.
Okay. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
A cell phone.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
At the moment, I have someone, an idea, but it's just in the air right now. But yeah.
Sweet. Sorry. Do you have an attorney helping you to file a claim?
Like I said, at the moment, I have someone in mind, but I don't believe, like, I don't have somebody that I hired on, no, not yet.
Okay, so, okay. And are you willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation nor have signed any legal documents retaining an attorney?
Yeah, no, I haven't, not yet.
Okay, and is this claim
when I provide you that information when I do.
Okay, so my job today, I'm the intake specialist. My job is to send over the documents to get you legal representation. Are you interested in seeing if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And was it you yourself that was affected by the Depo Provera shot or a family member?
It was myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Okay, and what date were you diagnosed?
Let me see. I remember it was August 2023.
Okay.
I could look up the date, though. Did you need a specific date?
Sure, if you have it on hand, that would be great.
Let me look at my calendar because I have,
okay.
like,
yeah.
when I was in the hospital.
Okay.
Okay. It was, because that was just last year in August.
Mm-hmm.
August 22nd.
August 22nd, 2023.
Yes.
And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
February 6th, 1995.
Thank you. And do you know anyone else who was affected by the Depo Provera shot?
No, I don't, but I was just thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And the injectable that you used, was it called Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or generic, or the generic one?
It was called Depo Provera.
Thank you. Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2024?
Yes.
Thank you. And when did you first start taking Depo Provera?
This was in February 2021.
Okay. February 2021. And when was the last time that you used Depo Provera?
In July of 2023 is when I had stopped.
2023. Thank you. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then I have your last name spelled M-E-J-I-A. Is that correct?
Yeah, M for Mary.
Yeah. M for Mary. And then do you have a suffix to your name, junior, senior, the second, third, or none?
None.
Okay. And for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
625-78-4268.
Okay, I have 625-78-4268.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then I have an email here. Is it Jenna? Is your email jenniferdm525@icloud.com?
Yes.
Okay, and what is a good mailing address for you?
3813 Frostway, Bakersfield, California, 93311.
What is the street name again?
Frost, F-R-O-S-T, Way. Oh,
thank you. Okay, 93311?
Yes.
Okay, and is there a apartment or a building number, or it's just 3815?
It's 3813. I'm sorry.
Oh.
3813.
Okay.
But it's a house.
Thank you. 3813, and it's Frostway. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Dr. Scott Richardson.
Richardson. And where did Dr. Scott Richardson practice out of?
In Ventura, California.
Okay, in Ventura, California.
Yeah, when I got sick, I ended up staying with my brother. He was out there.
Oh, okay.
So, and then I got back home.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you see Dr. Scott Richardson at, like, was it, let's see, I see him practicing at community.
He worked at Memorial Hospital, San Buenaventura.
Let me see. Community Memorial Hospital?
Yeah, Community Memorial. I can look it up for you. Hold on.
Oh, it's okay. I think I found it. It's on North Brent Street.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. And then before your diagnosis of the meningioma, did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And was Dr. Scott Richardson your treating doctor as well, or did you have a different treating doctor?
No, that was my treating doctor.
Okay. And Scott was, I see it spelled with one T. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure. Thank you. And what was the name of the doctor that prescribed you the Depo-Provera?
Dr. Allen.
Dr. Allen. And where did you see Dr. Allen at?
Here in Bakersfield. He's located at Primary, Dignity Health Medical Group.
Yeah.
I have the address to it.
Okay. Is it 3838 San Dimas Street?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. And then what was the pharmacy where the Depo-Provera was prescribed? Was it at the hospital pharmacy, or did you go to?
It's the hospital pharmacy.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And do you have any copies of medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yeah, I could provide them. I don't have them on hand at the moment because a lot of my stuff for moving, I left at my brother.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
I could leave my best friend's number.
Okay, sure. What's your best friend's number?
Hold on 1 second.
And what's her name?
Her name is Monique.
Okay.
And her last name is Garzilazo. I could spell it out because it's like a long.
Yeah.
Unless you just need the first. Her is G GARCILAZO.
Thank you.
And her phone number is 661-549-8905.
Okay, 661-549-8905?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then I'm just going to go over the information I have before I send over the retainer documents. I want to make sure I have everything spelled correctly. So I have your first name spelled J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I have your last name spelled M as in Mary, E as in Echo, J as in Jaguar, I as in Igloo, A as in Alpha?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I have your social down as 625-784268.
Yeah.
And then I have that you first started using Depot Provera February of 2021, and you last used it July of 2023.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I have your date of birth as February 6, 1995.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma August 22 of 2023.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then I have the address for you as 3813 Frost Way, Bakersfield, California, 93311.
Yes.
Okay, and then for your email, I have jenniferdm525@icloud.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. This will allow the attorneys to request medical records. And then you'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Okay, give me 1 second while I get the documents populated. Okay, let me know when you see that text come through. I'll stay on the line in case you have any questions or anything is misspelled, okay?
Okay, I got the text.
Okay, go ahead and press that link. You might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages. And then you should see a continue button.
Got it.
Okay, and then do you see a little box to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures?
Mm-hmm. I click that. Yeah.
Okay, and then you should see a start button. Okay, so this is a standard retainer agreement. The attorneys work solely on contingency basis, which means you never pay any money out of pocket. You don't have to pay them any fees for their time out of pocket. If they're unable to achieve a settlement on your behalf, you don't have to pay them any money for their time and their effort. It's truly at no cost to you, to yourself.
Okay, and this is from me stating that I don't have a lawyer at the moment, correct?
So signing this document will retain Pulaski Legal as your attorney for the Depot Provera lawsuit.
Okay, I'm accepting and signing right now.
And you've never signed anything like this before, right?
No, never.
Okay.
That's why I was asking, because I wasn't sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. And then you'll just tap all those fields until you see a finish button.
I'm tapping everything now.
Okay.
There you go.
Perfect. And you'll also get sent an additional email with the completed DocuSign that you can just save in your email or print out for your own records. Pulaski Legal will be reaching out to you within the next 2 weeks from a 909 number, I believe. They'll be calling to start their case verification. They're just going to want to re-verify that you are Jennifer, you did want to participate, and that it is okay to start the process of requesting medical records. If you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try and get back to them as soon as you can, okay?
Okay.
Okay. It was a pleasure speaking to you, and I'm so sorry you went through this because of the Depo Provera shot. Okay. You
yes,
have to
okay. All God's grace.
Yeah. Of course. And you have a great rest of your day, and God bless, okay?
Thank you. You as well. Happy holidays, ma'am.
Happy
Thank
holidays.
Thank you for your help.
Bye.